Never heard any of those.
I never heard that.
What about, let's say, if you had some horses hitched up to your buggy, and they were standing still, and you wanted them to start up? What would you
say? Get up.
Get up.
Giddy up. Giddy up.
And if they were already moving and you wanted them to go fast,
say, whoa,
to get them to stop.
Uh-huh.
And what about if you wanted them to go faster when they're already moving?
Well, usually we just tighten on the reins, and that's the way they do, but I don't know. I don't remember any words that I used for that.
Okay. Well, what about any calls to pigs when it's feeding time?
Well, I just use the call, piggy, come on.
How about chickens?
Chick, 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 and usually they'll come.
I don't suppose you know what to call it, sheep, then.
Sheep?
Sheep.
I never had any calls on them.
What about if you wanted to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you'd say that you need to do what?
To rub them down and, you know, harness them.
Harness them.
Harness them. Put the harness on them. Usually my daddy would wash them down, rub them down, and use a fur comb, you know, comb.
Right.
And it was kind of made out of, well, fine wire, you know, and they'd curve them down, brush them out pretty and shiny.
Right. When you're plowing with mules or oxen or whatever, what do you call those things that you guide them with?
Reins.
Those are the reins. Right. Is that the same thing that you use when you're riding on a horse?
Right.
The reins.
The reins are hooked to the right to the bits, you know.
They're those things that you put your feet in when you're riding a
stirrups.
Horse. Mm-hmm. Stirrups.
That's on the saddle.
Let's say you have two horses hitched to a wagon. Is there anything special that you call the horse on the left?
No,
nothing special. Okay. What about, let's say if something that isn't right near at hand, if it's not close to you, you might say, well, it's just a little
step away, or a little piece, just a little short distance, or out of range, or something like that.
Okay. All right, ask you about a few expressions. You've been traveling, and you haven't near completed your journey yet. You say that before dark, you still have a
long way to go.
Long way to go. Okay. What about if something is very common? You don't have to look anywhere special for it. You can find that just about
anywhere.
Let's say if a person slipped out in the yard and he fell that way, you say he fell
on his fell backwards, you mean?
And then if the other direction, he fell.
Well, he fell on his back, or he fell on his face.
And if he fell on his face, you'd say he fell
frontwards.
Okay.
Or backwards.
Maybe forwards.
Forwards or backwards.
Okay. What about if somebody asked you after today if you caught any fish and you hadn't had any luck? You'd say, no, I didn't catch.
I didn't say it. Fine. Except I wouldn't say that.
What about, you ever hear people around here say, oh, I didn't catch nary one?
Nary one. No, I didn't catch nary one. That's right.
You use that yourself?
No.
Don't use that. Okay. Well, what about if, let's say, somebody accidentally broke your rake? You might tell them, well, that's okay. I didn't like it.
Anyway.
Okay. What about if you find a little kid that's crying over something? You ask him what's the matter. You might say, well, my friend was eating candy and he didn't give me
none.